From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is declaring victory in a referendum held Sunday that grants him sweeping new powers.
Resmi olmayan sonuçlar.
Mr. Erdogan, speaking in Istanbul late Sunday, said our nation has, with maturity, expressed its opinion. He said 25 million people supported the plan to replace the country's parliamentary system with a powerful presidency with just over 51%. The no side appeared to prevail in major urban areas and the pro-Kurdish southeast.
Milletin kararına saygılıyız.
The leader of the opposition, CHP, or Republican People's Party, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, questioned the legality of the outcome and has demanded a partial recount, insisting Mr. Erdogan is seeking a one-man regime. Analyst Gareth Jenkins, who has lived in Turkey since 1989, said he's concerned about a new wave of repression.
Of course, he now has to win a presidential election in order to be able to enjoy all of these powers, and he's going to be looking at everything he did. And he only just got 51%, it appears. And I think he's going to increase the repression going forward.
The package of 18 amendments abolishes the office of prime minister and gives the president authority to draft the budget, declare a state of emergency, and issue decrees. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails have begun a hunger strike in connection with Palestinian Prisoners' Day and ahead of 50th anniversary observances of the Israeli Arab War of 1967, the start of Israel's occupation of Palestinian lands. Some 1,500 prisoners are believed to be involved and are demanding better living conditions. The strike was called by prominent Fatah leader Marwan Barghouti, who's serving a life term for his role in Palestinian uprisings. This is VOA News.